Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Unfiltered Survivors with Amanda and the amazing Kelly.
Hello.
And happy holidays. Here we are. We are days from Christmas and the new year. Wow, I feel like we blinked and we're here. 2021 has been a whirlwind, to say the least. I'm going to go with that. But on a more positive note, I realized that in the last episode, foreshadowed my future without even knowing it. So if you don't know, you will now know that I have happily gotten engaged.
Yay!
Very excited, very exciting time. I feel like my whole life has changed in a very quick amount of time. It was a very thankful Thanksgiving, to say the least. And it's been an interesting holiday. It's just celebrating it and adjusting to it and not forgetting to call him my boyfriend. He's not my boyfriend anymore. He's my fiance, but it's weird.
You have to say it, fiance.
I can't do it. I'm not fancy enough. So I forget. Like, I'll say things like, oh, my boyfriend. Like, oh, they're like, you don't have a boyfriend anymore. I'm like, oh, I guess I don't, but I don't.
Okay, so the number one question that's going to pop into some people's minds is how did he do it? And then I can't wait to, like, share how I heard about it and where y'all were.
Yes. So it was very much unexpected on my end. I knew that eventually we were going to get engaged. That it wasn't like I didn't know that he wasn't going to eventually ask me. If I'm being transparent, I truly thought that he was going to ask closer to Christmas. If I'm being honest, like, I really thought maybe this was going to be my Christmas gift. So I was unexpected. So it was a Saturday night. I literally, during the day, he was working and I was doing my typical stuff and that I would normally do, not thinking much of it. I was tired and I was getting ready to head over to his place so he and I can go to dinner. We technically do a lot on Saturday nights. So I wasn't thinking much of it. I didn't have anything cute on. I didn't even have an ounce of makeup on. Like, I literally was, like, in a pair of jeans and a flannel, like, in Converse. Which, in hindsight, is great because I was myself, right? Like,
right.
I was in my own element. I was very comfortable because I was myself. But when you think about it, because the fact that you, like, want to take pictures now that this has happened, and you feel like you look like, you know, dumpster trash, not a really good look. So, but he tried very hard to not have me suspect that something was off. Mm-hmm. But, like, it was really, like, as soon as I showed up to apartments, he was, like, in the parking garage, like, you ready to go eat? I'm like, oh, okay, we're doing this now. Like, in the sense of, like, usually I show up, we argue, like, I go inside, we argue about where we're going to go eat because neither one of us care. Like, none of that happened. He was ready to go. So I said, okay, we can go. And then I was like, well, where are we going? He's like, oh, I don't care. You can pick. No pressure. Okay.
Right.
So finally, like, I say a couple things. He's like, oh, okay. And then finally I say this restaurant called Gloria's, which is in Houston, Midtown to be exact. And it's like a Latin cuisine restaurant, but we have a lot of history at this restaurant. So ironically, he was like, perfect, but I didn't realize that I was picking a restaurant that he and I had history and kind of started off many things for us. So we go to the restaurant and we're seated in this, like, private room, but there's other people there, but it's like off to the side because they have a main restaurant, like, kind of more of a private area. But in my mind, I thought he kind of requested that simply because of my transplant and,
yeah,
like, going out in public and stuff, and I'm gonna,
yeah,
have to,
it wasn't
that
unusual.
So again, none of this stuff triggered me to think anything was weird. I should have,
right,
maybe thought it was weird when he was, like, housing the margaritas pretty quickly. So, well, they have,
like,
they have, like,
sweating bullets, was he?
He wasn't sweating, but he was just, like, different. Like, everything to me, I felt like, usually him and I are very casual, and we'd, like, just talk, and there's no time limit, and I felt like he was drinking fast, eating fast, like, everything was happening very fast.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm just like, what's wrong with him? But he's on this new medicine, so I thought he was just, like, really hungry. He hadn't eaten all day. Like, really, I was, like, just tired and not. I was like, no, he's acting weird, but whatever. And I kind of, like, brushed it off. Finishing up our food, deciding if we're going to get dessert. And he's like, remind me, I have to ask you something. Oh, okay. So I was like, no problem. Before we leave. Okay. And I'm like, are we going to get dessert? And usually he says no, or usually he's like, well, we'll get whatever, and we'll just get to go and eat at the apartment. And he was like, yeah, get dessert, whatever you want. So I get this tres leches cake, and I'm, like, slowly eating it, but I'm not really feeling it. It's not my favorite dessert. He likes it. I'm particular about my tres leches. If you know tres leches, not everyone can make it right.
Right, yeah.
So, finally, he finishes the dessert, which never happens. And then he's like, okay, I have to ask you something. And I'm like, okay. And then, like, the chair gets pushed back, and now, like, we're at a different angle, and I'm realizing he's going for his pocket, and I'm like, oh, something's about to happen. And then as this box, this ring box comes out, I was like, oh, you're doing this, and you're doing this now. So I can't stop my mind, my mouth from saying what's in my mind. So I'm saying this out loud to him, like looking him in the face, and then he starts getting emotional, and I'm like, oh, this is really happening. And the box pops open, and this ring is like big and sparkly, and he's just like saying these very nice, sweet things that out of respect for him, I'll keep private. And he's saying these beautiful things, and I'm feeling myself getting super emotional, which I don't like to do in public, you know. So I'm like, ugh. And so I'm trying not to have like this panic attack, and because like this is real. And so then he's like, and then he asks, like, well, you know, Amanda, will you marry me? And I'm like, yes, of course. We kiss, and then I look at this ring, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is huge, this is sparkly. I have to now take care of this, because again, I can't stop my mouth from moving. And then like, you know, puts the ring on my finger, and then I just lose it, and I'm like falling. Oh. He's falling, and it's very, a lot of crying in a restaurant. Luckily, we're in this private room. With, like, there's people there, there's things happening, but luckily, surprisingly, nobody was nosy enough to realize what happened. So it wasn't like a spectacle. It was just he and I. There was absolutely no one else there, like family, friends, nothing.
Yeah.
Which I know for some people may find weird, or some people want that whole, like, everyone there, big surprise. No. He knew I wouldn't want that. He knew that I would want that to be private. We tend to keep a very private relationship anyways.
Right.
So, it was perfect. It was very nice. I, you know, whatever. We would eventually gather ourselves, pay the bill. And then I feel like I blacked out. And I say this because, and this is where Kelly will eventually come in, but we left the restaurant, and I made him take me to a grocery store called Randall's for strawberries and ice cream that I needed for Thanksgiving. Not immediate. It wasn't even urgent. Thanksgiving was days away. And then I made him take me to CVS because I felt like I needed tissues and makeup at that point. Mind you, it's already like 9:30 at night. Like, it's late.
Right.
It's nighttime.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, no, but we have to go to CVS because I now need tissues and makeup. And and he says it too. We both like that because we were just doing this stuff aimlessly in Midtown Houston at 9 o'clock at night, engaged, and we're just like digesting this while we're like FaceTiming people. Because like immediately when we got into the car after the restaurant, like I FaceTimed my mother, who knew he was doing this, she just wasn't in attendance. And like his parents knew everyone knew he was doing it.
Yeah.
They just, no one told me, and no one was in attendance. So it wasn't like everyone was so then I'm like calling them and bawling. Even though like waking my dad up on the East Coast, him and my stepmom were already up in bed. I was like, I need you to wake up. And having to remember, like, I'm on a list for a heart. So they're like, why are you calling this late? Did you get it?
Right.
Like, no, I didn't get the heart. I'm getting married. But they're like, oh, that's great. But you kind of scared us.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
I know. Well, I have the same kind of thing. Like, normally you don't text and say, hey, can I call you real quick?
Yeah.
And it's after 8 p.m.
Exactly.
Like, we are just solely texters after that time.
Yeah, of course. Because we're normal adults. Yeah.
And so I was like, sure. So I, like, went and ran into my bedroom, popped on the bed, and told Lillian, I'm going to be on the phone. Don't come in. And so I got on the phone with you, and you told me, and I think I just instinctively took a picture, like, right when you told me.
Of course. And you don't know how to stop it.
Oh, my gosh. I know. And at first, it didn't, like, that split second, it didn't compute. Like, I was like, wait, what? And then, like, I saw the big old rock on your hand. I was like, OMG.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So excited. And then as I saw you walking around, I was like, is that old school square tiles on the ceiling? Where are you?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, we're at CVS.
At that point, we were already getting the tissues and the makeup. Yeah. So I was literally, like, in the makeup aisle at CVS FaceTiming you that I got engaged.
I love it.
That was just...
Well, congratulations. We're so happy for you. I'm so happy for you guys. And I just cannot wait for things to unfold and chaos to ensue.
Yes, and I can happily say that we don't have a date. We haven't started really planning anything for numerous reasons. Because, and I also just want to enjoy it. Because, I mean, that's always the next question, and I know people might ask them, when's the date? But we want to truly enjoy this, and we want to make sure that we plan everything out right accordingly, because there are many factors. I am still on a transplant list. I am still on dialysis 3 days a week. You know, and weddings are stressful, and I'm technically not supposed to be stressing myself out.
Right.
I am taking all that into consideration and making sure I'm taking the right precaution as I, you know, start this journey. No need to DM us, like, when's the date? There's no answer to that. I can tell you that right now. We're just enjoying the engagement, enjoying each other, and, you know, just getting ready for the holidays, because that's where we are, right? It is that time of year.
Yeah.
It is Christmas. We're, you know, a few days out from Christmas, the new year. I'm, you know, getting ready for whatever I'm going to, you know, do, whatever I plan for 2022, which is crazy to say. It doesn't seem like we're that old. It's that far along. I remember saying, you know, a number, like, waiting for 2020, not knowing. Oh, my God.
Right. But, well, I mean, just like that meme I saw, that it's like you're still trying to digest 2020, 20, and 2021, just like, you know, you blink and it's gone.
Like, literally, because everyone was excited for 2021 because, like, okay, maybe, you know, things will be better and it will, you know, we'll be somewhat back to whatever the new normal is and X, Y, and Z. And then 2021 was like, yeah, here, no, I'm just going to fly by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let maybe 2022 handle everything else. Like, I don't know. So I just feel like this year has flown by. The holidays are a very stressful time of year. Financially, emotionally, mentally, physically, it's all, you know, it's a lot. Every year we say this, and you would think that we would prepare because we know it's coming, and I still don't feel like we're really
prepared. Well, I mean, it's just like, it's different factors. It's life. Like, it, you know, I don't know. It's just like I said before, you feel like, oh, this year I'm going to do this and this, and I'm going to be prepared for this and buy this. And, no. And then, like, you get into, like, why am I buying this? Do they really need this? Like, you get into this mental struggle. Like, for me and the kids and Glenn, I'm like, Glenn calls me Scrooge now, because he's like, what do you want for Christmas? And I'm like, I don't want a darn thing. Like, exactly. I have the health of my kids. I have whatever. Like, I'm not
needing
anything. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, if you really want to get me something, get me some solar lights, okay?
Well, I mean, that's something, right?
But
in the same way. This is the first year. I don't have the list with the pictures and where my family can buy it. I said that last episode. I don't know what I want. I still don't know what I want. So I went with things I need. I mean, I said I need clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't bought clothes in a long time. And I say that to say, because I used to buy majority of my clothes from Target, fully transparent here.
Mm-hmm. Until they went like 1800s, like farmer.
Thank you. Okay. So then they all of a sudden, I don't know what the hell happened to Target. And it's either like 1800, I live on the farm, or the pilgrimage coming on the Oregon Trail outfits, or like.
Did you say Oregon Trail?
Yes, Oregon. It's like Oregon Trail. You know that game that we used to play, but like, you know, the pilgrim.
No, it made me think of like Oregon, like you need an organ.
Oh, no, like, you know, the Oregon Trail, like the game.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yes, but that's the vibe. Or like, Lord forgive me, but like a slutty teenager. I don't wear a crop top. I have curves. I have body rolls. I, you know, I'm not skinny. So, and I don't wear anything cropped, period. I like to cover everything if possible.
Right.
So I don't wear like these weird mom jeans, but they're not really mom jeans. They're like this weird upgraded version of a mom jean. And then they want everything to fit you either like three sizes too big or four sizes too small. I don't understand the new style. And this is how I knew I was getting old. One, I'm 33 now. I feel like I'm 50, but Target no longer sold clothes that I could wear.
Right.
Or that I'm willing to spend the money on. So I'm going to have to start shopping elsewhere, and I don't know where that is. I mean, in the past, I have bought off Amazon, not going to lie.
You know what I like?
Where?
Oh, gosh. Y'all, oh, my gosh. Two places. Okay. First place is no-brainer. Like, it's totally normal. Old Navy, especially since they started carrying, you know, the larger sizes.
Yes.
But, so we have, in Texas, we have a marketplace, Kroger.
Uh-huh.
And like, I don't know if they're national. I think Tom Thumb is like another one. But anyways, yeah. There's a marketplace brand, which just means they carry different things, mm-hmm. and they carry clothes and clothing lines. So I go, I buy like stuff when I go grocery shopping.
So like, you go to like the bigger Kroger's, because the bigger Kroger's, you're right, have a clothing section.
Yeah.
And you buy clothes out of there.
Okay. I do.
I never would have even thought that. Never would even cross my mind. Because even HEB, yeah. Some of the bigger HEBs have the clothing section too. Because the big one in Pearland by me has it too. But I mean, I think in my life I've maybe bought a top or two out of that concept. I know I've shopped at Amazon, so I guess I'm gonna figure it out. But I did ask for clothes or like gift cards to go buy clothes.
Yeah.
Because I need desperately clothes, especially with. I have no winter clothes. Not that we get a real winter, but I know that we're going to get some kind of cold. And I have all of the cute boots from the Uggs to the knee high. I have all the cute boots, but I don't have the clothes for the cute. So right, I need clothes. So I went sensible this year. Nothing crazy with requests. We'll see. I mean, on top of the fact that, you know, with Ed, I was like, you don't have to get me anything. We got engaged. We're fine. But he's the only consistent person I know that, as long as I've known him, he's always said, don't give me nothing for Christmas. I never listen. I still get him stuff. It varies from year to year. It tends to just be stuff that he would never buy himself. But, you know, it's just hard. And even the kids don't even seem as enthused, like my sister's kids, as they usually are. Because usually by now they're like wanting to come to our house to kind of like raid closets to see where we've hidden gifts and stuff. And this year, they could care less. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on in schools. I don't know if everyone's just tired. I'm hoping that if you are feeling like us, a little sluggish, a little Scrooge-ish, a little bit like the Grinch, that you get out of it once you're like finally with your family and you have that, you know, we celebrate Christmas Eve mostly. We're not Christmas Day people. Everyone varies when they celebrate. But whenever you finally do get around to be with your loved ones, and it's not about the gifts, it's about just being with the people you love and spending time with them. And I think that sometimes we forget that or get caught up in the gift giving. But enjoy the gift that is being able to be with your loved ones, because there are people that are here with another holiday season that someone that they love isn't there. And that's kind of hard. So...
yeah.
Think about that as we endure this holiday season of Christmas. And then once you stop thinking about Christmas or Christmas is past, then we think about the new year.
Right.
You know, well, number one, please be safe on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. That's always a rough holiday. I always like with drinking and the driving, just please guys be safe. Don't drink and drive. There's too many Ubers and Lyfts out there that you don't need to drink and drive. Or call a friend to pick you up that hopefully isn't drinking as well. But anyways... so, in the last episode, I talked about my goal for 2022 is to learn sign language. I need more than that to keep me occupied. Yeah. I think, I guess it'll be wedding planning, right? I didn't even think about that.
Well, I was going to say, wait a minute. You're fine now. You're waiting on a heart and a kidney, and you're getting married, and you're going to learn sign language.
I think my plate is full, right? You think, right? No, not for my plate's never full. What are you talking about? I never stop trying to add to myself. No, I will say the one thing that I have started this year that hopes to carry over to next year is I have started bullet journaling. Have you heard of bullet journaling?
I have. I am interested to hear what you have to say about it.
So I started bullet journaling this year in hopes to carry it over to next year. I didn't really know what it all entailed. I kind of came across... on accident. I think it was either TikTok or Instagram. Somewhere I saw someone else doing it, and then I was curious. I am very big on technology anyway, so I have an iPad and a phone that I use the calendar and notes and everything on there. So I didn't think, well, why would I need this XY journal? Like, why would I need this? So I did it anyways, and I'm not artistic in the sense of, like, I'm not a good drawer or... I'm too anal, and it all has to be perfect, and if it's not perfect, then I don't want it. So I found, like, on Etsy, whatever it's called.
Yep.
Where you can, like, print out the pre-drawn pages. So someone else has already done the work for you.
Oh.
So I have a bullet journal, and I have, like, the pages, and I have, like, the mood tracker, the sleep log, the calendar, and the habit part. And the habit part is what intrigued me about it in the first place. A habit log and the mood log. Because I wanted to see, as I'm doing all these years of therapy and I, you know, as I'm going through this journey of this transplant, am I really depressed to not know it? Because I'm not tracking my everyday moods, right? So overall, I just always say I'm fine because that's the answer that makes everyone comfortable. Me comfortable, you comfortable, you know, no one wants to hear like, oh, I'm struggling in life. No one wants to hear that. So I started doing it just to track my moods and my habits, to start new habits. So like food, like I wanted to start tracking my food for multiple reasons, my stomach issues, and because I do want to lose weight. So I started tracking my food for a month to see what I'm actually eating and what I can fix, right? Yeah. Transplant Life, to make sure I'm posting and active on there. So these are habits, yeah. Doing my, you know, daily devotionals. So to track that and to track my mood and to see what's really going on. So I love it. I love it. I bought all these crazy color markers. I make it very colorful and rainbowy, and I make a habit of tracking my mood. But it also told me that most of the days, like in November, I was tired. That was like my mood. Like I was tired and not really feeling life. I think in November I had maybe like 3 or 4 extremely positive days. That's a problem. So yeah. We have to fix that. You know what I'm trying to say? Right. I wanted to start it, you know, this year so that I can have a full 12 months in 2022. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for me to start a habit, I have to start it early to continue it. Right. So yeah. I've been doing that and I've been enjoying it. So that, I guess that's the other thing that I'm going to continue to add for 2022 is to continue this journey of bullet journaling, because I want to track my sleep. And it's also good things to have for like when you go to the doctor, mm-hmm. to be able to say, here is what's going on, or here's what I've noticed, whether it is therapy or my actual medical doctors. So my answer is I'm doing good, or I'm hanging in there, like, because those are the generic answers I use, because it makes everyone else feel better, right? By right, me saying yeah. I'm okay, everyone else, oh well, she's fine, it's not a big deal. But that's yeah. not true. That I need to be honest and like, well, really, I'm probably depressed, and I don't even like honestly know it, because yeah. let's be real, most people around me are probably depressed and they're not saying it either.
Yeah, hi.
I'm not going to lie. So I'm just like, you know, and right. it's not that, and it's not that I'm not very happy and excited to be getting married. It's not that.
Right.
It's when these, first of all, I've learned recently that my mother brought up to me, which I didn't realize, is I don't know how to accept good things that I deserve or getting things that I deserve, because
oh my goodness.
I, for so long, have had things happen to me and then the other shoe drops, right? Yeah. So I've been constantly fighting since the day I was born of just trying to effing survive. Right. So how do you accept these good things? How do I know? I don't know how to. So as these good things are happening to me, I'm like freaking out because I'm just like, why is this happening? Or how do I enjoy this? How do I sit in the enjoyment of it and not automatically go to the negative? So as I got engaged and I'm hearing, you know, Edward saying, you know, I deserve this and that and whatever, and hearing everyone's so happy, you deserve this, you're very deserving, and I'm just like, what are you talking about? I don't know how to accept that. I don't even know how to respond to that, so I just keep saying thank you, but then I go back and I'm like, what do they mean I deserve this? So I don't know how to accept that positive. I don't know how to sit in it. So I think that's part of the reason why I don't want to immediately go into the stress of wedding planning, because I need to figure out how to enjoy this and realize they're right. I did deserve this. I worked hard for it. Let's be real. My relationship is not easy. And it hasn't been easy. And these past 3 years haven't been easy. Being on the transplant list, going to dialysis, waiting for this life-saving miracle to happen. And then on the other side, living like the organs aren't coming, so that I am in trying to make the most of every day, right? So I have to figure out how, and I think this is many people, because, I mean, you included, you and I, all podcasts talked about this kind of stuff, learning to enjoy the good stuff. And we're just, like, always waiting for the negative or the other shoe to drop, or like, oh, well, such and such. No. I'm not comparing myself to anybody else. I'm not going to worry about what X, Y. I had to learn how to just be, like, comfortable with me and being okay with letting good things happen and not immediately like stressing or panicking or like finding the negative in the positive, because that's all I do. I'm like, okay, well, I got this, is great, but you know, such and such. Like, I'm instantly so quick to bring it down, where like I tell you, you're so quick to bring yourself down. Like, something positive happens to you, but you quickly find the negative, right? Because that's what we're, you know, you use self-sabotage, where I just am like, negative Nelly, negative Nancy, the worst is gonna happen, the other shoe is gonna drop. I don't want to live like that. That's not
right.
you can't survive the things that we've survived and continue to just feel like the worst is always going to happen. Because then we're not making the most of what we survived out of. Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah. And we're fighting it, and
we should be.
Yeah. And like recently we're like, I feel guilty sometimes when I pray of asking for abundance and being okay with abundance and accepting that what I have is earned and fought hard for. And so like I am there with you. Even our conversation the other day, it's very hard, and life is very hard, and relationships are hard. And I think that is so good that you're bullet journaling, because it puts into real, like it's real and it's on paper and it's there. And there are things that happen every day that you would forget if you didn't bullet, you know?
I agree. And because it's really easy to get, like I said, you get caught up in the rhythm routine. These days fly by and you're not really, are you even enjoying them? Like that, and that's just, that's not every day is going to be a great day. Don't get me wrong. And I'm fine with that. But out of 30 or 31 days, there shouldn't be where, 20 of them are negative or exhausting to get through.
Feeling,
That's not.
Waiting for the transplants aside.
Yeah.
Like it's,
That's not it. And then if you're not sleeping enough, that could be a factor. So tracking that can see, where is the issue? Where is, you're looking for the pattern so that you can figure out the fix and make it more consistent.
Exactly.
So, that's something that I'm carrying over with me in 2022, besides, I guess, eventually wedding planning and learning sign language, because I need to ease that fear that I have. So this will be, and it's, who doesn't want to learn a new language? You never know when you are going to need it. So.
Yeah, that's so true. And then so I have to confess, I have not seen Eternals yet, but I have been watching Hawkeye, and he's using sign language in that as well. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for you to learn that, because it's going to make me be like, wait, I'm going to learn too.
Yeah, well, I mean, once you see Eternals, which I think if you wait till January 12th, it'll be on Disney Plus for free. So I think they said that January 12th. So you can watch it then, and you can start early, because it'll be in January, so you still have time, plenty of time. But is there anything that you are going to try to carry over in 2022? Is there anything that you wanted to work on in 2022?
So much.
That you fully have thought out. How about that? Because I know where your mind could go, but I'm just saying. Yeah. You fully have thought out.
I have things that I want to work on. I think my first order of business, but I just need to embrace where I am.
Yes.
There's a lot of things going on in my professional life. There's a lot of things going on in personal. The kids are getting older. I'm getting older. And I think I'm just so used to running myself ragged that I don't have to now, but I still do. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that's a part of that self-sabotaging thing. And then I do know that our next podcast episode, I would love to dive into not only depression and anxiety, but pandemic-wise, and also midlife crises, or what the humans go through, in different decades and different time periods as well. So it's too much to talk about this one, but I know that I think it would be great to talk about for our next one, and maybe I can even find somebody, credentialed to chat about that too, because I think it's huge, and this pandemic is really, really pulling a lot of people a little bit deeper into what they already had. And I saw a report that was, I think, from the U.S. Center for Diseases or whatever, but it was 41% of adults have reported anxiety and depression.
Wow.
So I think it's something we should talk about, and I think it would be helpful for me and for everyone.
I think that, like you said, the pandemic changed everything for everyone in some form or fashion, and it was hard. It was hard, and it's still hard, if you ask me. And we're all just trying to figure it out, and I just think that, I'm not surprised. What I do appreciate now is that, in some form or fashion, mental health is talked about a lot more, and they're trying very hard to normalize, going to therapy or finding someone to talk to, or
at
least admitting you're struggling in some form or fashion and not being shamed or feeling ashamed for it, and saying, you know what, we're all struggling with something, but to be able to find more people to relate to, because you're not alone at all. Or I think, you know, not even 3-4 years ago, you know, people didn't like talking about mental health and you were shamed for it. So, so yes, no, I think that's a great episode idea. And, you know, that's a, I think it's a great way to start off the new year, because I think what way to start a new year by starting to work on yourself, right? Because then it gives you the whole year to possibly do that. So no, that's great. And, you know, we can find someone, and, or if you're listening to this and you want to be a part of that conversation, feel free to reach out to us. You know, that's, we're more than willing to have someone that wants to talk about that or knows more about that, for sure. Because as you see, we're not perfect and we have our own struggles.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Trust us. Trust us when we say this to you. But we definitely want to wish everyone safe and happy holidays. Like we said, try to make the most of it. We hope that just as we are, you are preparing for the new year and you have your goals or ambitions or things that you are going to try to do. I know people call them resolutions, but I just, people never stick to the resolutions. So whatever goal you have for 2022, we're here. We can always be accountability partners the same way we are accountability partners to each other. If you're looking for that, we're always here to help out, to keep, you know, keep you going with accountability. And it could be anything silly, serious, whatever works for you. Just make sure it's about you, because I think that it's really easy, especially this time of year, to forget about yourself. So we always remind you to self-care, make sure you're taking care of yourself, taking time out for yourself, whatever that enjoyment is for you, whether it's baking cookies, exercising, eating cookies, binging TV. There's a lot of good TV right now. So, I mean, on many platforms. So knock yourself out. I haven't, that's the one thing I will say, dialysis, I'm never not finding new shows. So whatever it is, find your enjoyment, make sure you're putting yourself first, make sure you're taking care of yourself, make those New Year's goals and what you're going to bring to 2022 or what you're going to change in 2022. We just thank you guys so much for being with us this past year. It hasn't been easy, as you all know. And thank you for sticking with us and hanging in there, because we've been going through it. But we're here. We're trying to be here. We're always here. Always feel free to reach out. You can find us on social media at Unfiltered Survivors, or you can go to our website at unfilteredsurvivors.com. Reach out if you want to share your story in 2022. If that's a goal for you, reach out. Come be on the podcast with us if that's what you want to do. We're always here. So feel free, feel comfortable to reach out. You can even email us at unfilteredsurvivors@yahoo.com if you want to share your story, or, you know, just chat. We're always looking for someone to talk to. Thank you guys for listening. Happy holidays, and we will see you in 2022, right?
Yes, and remember to live life unfiltered, guys.
Bye.
Bye.